Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You're hearing audio from the city council meeting going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they are preparing to vote on a mask mandate proposal.
Before, a lot of pointed negativity in a lot of the comments that came forward, but a lot of good comments, a lot of discussion by a cross section of the community and the area. I too have been wearing a mask every day. I happen to be out and about today in a number of different places. And
this is one of the city councilors.
Compliance.
A geriatric.
Widespread, yep. Compliance. And I'm very happy that we passed the resolution last time around.
As a former police chief.
Assure that this is ordinance is going to be in the best interest of our community. I think that we've got good compliance. I think we're covering a lot of it, but I don't think it's going to cover those parties that are going to begin to happen. I think it covers businesses, and businesses are compliant, and I'm not going to be supporting it as it stands today.
So he's saying it's not going far enough? This particular character, Thomas Powers, local city councilor, former cop, he's saying he doesn't think the proposal that's on the table, which will mandate masks inside any business or outside any business, basically, in anywhere where business is going on, masks would be required, and the business owners would be the ones who would be on the hook for paying fines for noncompliance. So if an individual walks into the business...
Yeah, they love making businesses unpaid enforcers.
Right, that's what they're planning on doing with this one. So this guy is saying, that's not enough, we need to ban parties, basically, because the college students are coming back.
To tell you when to stop. Common courtesy tells you if there's another car, you stop for it. But just to regulate the activity of traffic, it's safety. You don't need speed limits if you drive sanely, but for the common good, speed limits are there, and there's a reason for it. It's good. Ultimately, if you don't want to wear a mask, you're not going to wear a mask, no matter what ordinance we have.
Damn right.
That's right.
We're not going to have the mask police running around. I really don't think there's going to be all that much.
They will have the mask police. Well, once they pass an ordinance, yeah, they'll have a mask police.
Yep.
That's what they do with speeding. Like, if you don't want to follow a speeding law, they're going to knock you off the road, pull you out, and shove your face in the dirt. Is that what you want for your recalcitrant Republican uncle? I mean, I don't know. Is that what you want?
What I think is hilarious is that this idea that we're going to stop parties, mm-hmm, in order to do this, right? And I'm hoping that the first time that the cops come to break up some party because of COVID reasons, that whoever threw the party is going to sue the city for a constitutional violation of their First Amendment right.
I wish they would.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've lived in this town for, you know, almost 15 years at this point, and I've seen so many violations of the students here and their rights, and I've done what I can to try to, you know, to inform them of their rights. I'm out there every year with Know Your Rights information, and I think it does help. It does help make them more aware that they do have rights and that they can exercise those rights. It makes them more aware that they can record the police. So I think that overall it's been a good outreach project, but when it really comes down to it, whenever somebody's really targeted or really hurt by the police, there was one situation that I can remember in particular. If you look at the Free Keene channel, it's a video called Alpha Dogs, and it's about the cops on the, I think it was the night of the Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene. After the riots had basically quieted down, the cops had gotten the whole place basically under control. It was probably, you know, 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. or something like that. It was pretty late in the evening at this point when I was recording this video, and there was just this phalanx of state police that were out in front of there's a little convenience store on the corner. It's actually, it takes cryptocurrency now, but this convenience store is where all the college kids go to when it's party time or they're late night and they just want to get
a snack
or whatever.
It's not too far.
Yeah, it's right there. And so three young guys were walking up towards the convenience store, and this pack of wild police starts shouting at them, like, get back, get back! And, like, as though there's some sort of danger or whatever. There's absolutely nothing going on except this huge thronging mass of cops just standing around looking for something to do, and they zero in on these guys and just take them down.
Oh, wow.
In a way that was completely unnecessary and entirely, you know, beyond the level of violence that would have been called for. They weren't resisting or anything like that. It was just a total takedown of these three skinny kids, you know, that were just trying to go to the convenience store. And I happened to get it all on video. So we had video of, I mean, incontrovertible proof.
And to point out, they also asked you for video of all kinds of things that went on during the event. As the press, you were out there.
You mean the police.
The riots.
That's not where I was going to go with this story.
I know, I'm just pointing it out that not only are you collecting video on the cops, you know, breaking the law, but you're collecting video on the rioters, too.
That's
what the press does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was able to reach out to these guys and let them know that the video existed. And then I actually at one point did have one of them had lawyered up and had, you know, and they were going to go to court. They were going to take this to court. They were going to sue. They were going to not go with guilty. And this attorney was like, you know, he wanted a copy of the video. And it was like, all right, we got something here. This kid's going to stand up for himself. And at the very, you know, last minute, mom and dad or whoever it was or somebody convinced him to just go ahead and take the plea deal, and the lawsuit was off the table. So every time there's been just like this undeniable, clear-cut case of, you know, wrong on the part of the police with the college students, mom and dad just come in there like, no, we don't want you to get in trouble. This could go wrong. You know, you should just take the plea deal. It's a nice deal, son. Go ahead and take the deal. And it's over.
Yeah, but I feel like anytime you want to take on the government in court, isn't it like 90-something% of people that end up going to court with the government end up losing?
Yeah.
And of those 90%, like 98% of them end up just taking the plea deal because you're taking on...
Yeah, most of them take a plea deal first up, and then the rest that go in actually end up losing in many cases.
If we're talking about criminal, the numbers, 90% is extraordinarily generous. The vast majority of cases of arrests and charges that are brought never see a courtroom to the point that it's like 99 point, and it's probably 9 something beyond that. I can't really get a good number beyond 99% never make it to a courtroom, but 99% don't make it.
Speaking of lawsuits, let's go to John. He's calling from Grafton, New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, John.
So I filed a notice of intent to sue, and I filed that on Wednesday. And that's what you have to do when you're about to sue the government.
Okay.
So that's step one.
And for what are you suing them?
Well, civil harassment, civil and criminal deprivation of civil rights under color of law, under state and federal law. Description of harassment. Detaining and arresting, holding up to public ridicule, encumbering and pecuniary loss for supposed illegal, quote, driving, end quote, which is protected traveling instead as enumerated below. Principal relief sought. Mandamus against future and continued harassment of the type set forth herein. Additional relief as approved by the court.
So and you're suing the, just to clarify, John, you're suing the town of Grafton, the county of Grafton.
Town of Grafton.
Just the town.
And the state of New Hampshire.
And the state. And this is over freedom to travel, meaning you're someone who travels with no license, no registration.
Right.
Okay. And you've been ticketed, I presume. Have you gone to jail for those things?
Many times in the past, but I'm tired of it, so.
I really hope this works out for you.
Pardon me?
I really hope this works out for you.
So, I mean, I've never filed a lawsuit like this before. Is it, you always have to file an intent, or don't you just normally just file the suit?
No. You have to file an intent. You have to notify them that you're going to.
Interesting. I can tell you, they didn't notify me that they were going to sue me when they sued the Robin Hooders. We just got the lawsuit.
How about that? How about that? They have it stacked their way, don't they?
Sure.
Anyhow, I'm looking for a class, and anybody, I'm going to advertise on Facebook, I guess, looking for class members who are likely like situated, not necessarily exactly situated, but like situated. And I
so
will look
would
for
they
a,
would anybody in anywhere within the boundaries of the state of New Hampshire geography, would they qualify for this?
Yes, absolutely.
How do people reach you, John?
Well,
hold that thought. We'll get back to it with you here in just a moment.
Mojo would swallow things whole, a chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappear.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about Los Angeles targeting parties and threatening to shut off their water and their power to any homes where a good time is being had. But unfortunately, Mark, you were going to be having a good time in Dallas this weekend starting today. You should have been there by now, but unfortunately the Dallas mayor has decided to force the Young Americans for Liberty convention that was scheduled for this weekend to not happen. And they literally made this announcement. This just happened, I don't know, 4 days ago. Or 3 days ago. It was right before the event was going to start. And so that has sadly been forced to have been canceled. Brandon Borka, who is the director of strategic partnerships at Young Americans for Liberty, asks, quote, why are violent protests being allowed to happen, but peaceful YAL events are being shut down? You can learn more over at yaliberty.org. That's Young Americans for Liberty, yaliberty.org. Sad news. But not exactly unsurprising at this point. We're going to go back to John. He's in Grafton, New Hampshire, filing or preparing to file a lawsuit that you say you'd like to be a class action suit, John. You are a freedom to travel activist, somebody who believes, and I'm right along with you on this, that you don't need to ask permission to get yourself safely from point A to point B in a car. And you're tired of being targeted by the police. You are planning to sue the city or the town of Grafton, which is a very small town in New Hampshire, and also the entire state of New Hampshire's government gang in this case. You're looking for potential class action folks to join you on this. So what would someone have to be or do or believe in order to, you know, have standing to be a part of this class action suit?
For not having a driver's license or an expired driver's license or a lot of other things, burned out light bulbs, a lot of seat belts, anything what they mandamus us. There's no constitutional power for a government to tell you what to do, like wear a mask, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And but anybody who's in the driver's license and registration area or in some states insurance. But anyhow, I posted the entire thing on the Dick Marple thread on Free Keen.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure which thread that would be. There's been a few articles about Dick Marple. He's a former state representative who passed away, sadly, I think late last year, who was really a freedom to travel activist. He actually hadn't paid property taxes on his property, and the state was coming after him for that. So the guy really did put, you know, his beliefs where his mouth was and was an incredible inspiration. Here's what I'd recommend. Hop on the Shire Society forums over at forum.shiresociety.com. That way you can create a thread that's just about this, and you can direct people over there. And since it's a private forum, it's not, you know, subject to the control of like a Facebook or some other evil mega corporation. So I'd recommend doing that. You do have to post an introductory thread just to prove to the forum that you're not like a spam bot or something. And then
I got on Shire about 10 years ago.
Okay. You may still have to post another, because we've upgraded the forum software since then, so you may still have the account there, but you may have to post a new introduction. But check that out when you get a chance, and keep us informed here, will you, John, as you file this suit and, you know, all the details on how it's going, will you?
Sure. Well, like I said, I filed the two things I needed to do, informing the town of Grafton and the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire.
Excellent.
So, that's preliminary that you must do.
Well, keep us in the loop. Let us know how this develops, and I appreciate your call and the time here tonight. And it's also something that would be interesting to go and watch. If they actually let people into courtrooms anymore, which they don't at this point. In fact, there's going to be the very first trial here in New Hampshire coming up in our very own Cheshire County. It's coming up in about 2 weeks from today. So there literally has not been a trial since this COVID thing.
Is it civil or criminal?
I'm not even sure.
Okay.
There was a whole article in the newspaper that we actually read on the air. I don't know if you're here on that night, Mark, but we shared the details about exactly how they're rearranging the courtroom.
Yeah.
And, like, there's barely going to be anyone who's able to attend these things from the public.
Yeah, it's quite possible that there won't be a single seat for some uninvolved public member to go to a court case.
That's right. That's what their plan is.
That seems like a bad precedent, because we're probably not going to come back from that even after COVID. There's
that's
like,
the
oh,
thing.
Yeah, we like it this
here.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, all these people, this riffraff.
We like
here.
It when you don't have mm-hmm. any way to actually show your discontent by, oh, I don't know, not standing for the judge mm-hmm. when the judge comes into the room, which we've done historically a myriad of times here in Cheshire County as activists. Let's go to Joe. He's in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live watching on YouTube. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We're talking about these mask mandates and all that, and, you know, I'm going to bet that if there's a vaccine, they're going to mandate that. I almost guarantee it.
Oh, you betcha. And, are you going to get it?
Not anti-vax, but on principle, if they mandate it, I'll say no. But, you know, they're already putting checkpoints and stuff up in New York City. I've seen that on the news. What's to say, well, if you don't have your vaccine, you know, you can't get on a plane, or you can't cross state lines or whatever, or have something, you know, that little magnetic strip on the back of your license. Basically.
That's what they're going to do. Yeah, I mean, they're going to create incentives for you to get the vaccine. Oh, we're not forcing it on you. We're just not letting you leave until you get it.
You can't leave your state. You can't. Good luck crossing a toll bridge or a toll road or whatever. You know,
I'd say
it's
start watching for it for European travel. Right now, Americans can't travel to Europe at all. Like, you just can't go.
I heard Trump was rescinding the travel restrictions. Or was that a European travel restriction?
Right,
in the
right. I'm not European. Gotcha. I'm not traveling to the United States.
Yeah.
So look for Europe to expect this vaccine. And when the restrictions will be lifted, but only if you can show some kind of proof that either A, you've had it, or you got your little COVID card,
mm-hmm.
and whatever that COVID card is that says you're super safe mm-hmm. and everything's fine, then you would be able to travel or whatever. But otherwise, nope. And then the circles will get concentrically smaller around you. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
If the fear continues.
Yeah, you want to enter a government building, you know, show your ID, swipe it. You got all your little backs, you know, like in East Germany during the Cold War, you got your papers with you.
Show us your
go.
Papers, please. Yep.
Yeah. But the teachers, they can't even get the teachers to go back to school right now. So, I mean, they're going to have to, from the standpoint of sort of labor relations, they're going to have something that they put in place. Otherwise, they're, well, you know, middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons won't be able to open up the
Good.
Way that they had been previously. That's what I'm for,
government.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
teachers
not...
Teachers and government employees, yeah. they haven't missed a beat, man. They're not getting laid off. They're not...
Oh, no.
Well, it's all the unions, know. Too. And, you know, I'm not anti-vaxxer either, but you're talking about a vaccine that got pushed in a six-month window for a disease or a virus that we've never made a vaccine before.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, not only that, but if you get some kind of reaction, you can't sue these companies that are making the vaccine.
They are completely immune from that. And they even announced, and thank you, Joe, great call, appreciate it. Apparently, these companies have even announced that there's... The COVID is not like penetrative enough within the population. There aren't enough cases, that are deadly or whatever, to where they could even tell if their vaccines would be effective. So
just magic.
Yeah, just roll the dice and hope this concoction will help you.
Alakazam, yes. You're healed.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from divvyproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. Divvy Project. DIVIproject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's planning on signing executive actions that are being drafted at the White House to address expired unemployment insurance and suspend payroll taxes as congressional negotiations for coronavirus aid continue to drag on. President Trump spending part of his Thursday at a Whirlpool factory in Ohio.
For 8 long years under Obama-Biden administration, American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs.
Americans can travel abroad once again. The State Department lifting their travel advisory warning that Americans should stay home during the pandemic. The highest-level advisory was issued on March 19th, causing more than 100,000 U.S. citizens to rush back to their homes from overseas. This is USA Radio News. According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as a pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation. The state of New York is trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association, charging it with a string of fraud and abuse violations. NRA President Carolyn Meadows describing the lawsuit as an assault on the Second Amendment and baseless. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, quarantine checkpoints now hitting New York City starting yesterday. We'll tell you more about that on the way. With you tonight, it's Ian and Tyler.
And Mark.
Want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you're looking to help businesses in your area get set up to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash, AnyPay can make that happen for you, and it's super easy. All you have to do is download the AnyPay Cash Register app. Now, you can do this yourself. Try it on your phone or your tablet device and get it set up and, you know, see how easy it is to get this thing rolling. All you got to do is drop your cryptocurrency addresses in the back end in the settings page, and then you're ready to accept crypto. It's really that simple. It's super, super, super fast to get this thing rolling. If you ever set up like a credit card system, you know that takes days, if not weeks, and approvals and applications and hoop jumping. And here it's like, download an app, plug in your addresses, you're done. I mean, if you've already got a crypto wallet, like an Edge wallet or a multi-crypto wallet of some sort, like Exodus wallet, you're already halfway done with this. Super fast. Go to AnyPayInc.com. You can learn more about AnyPay there. And if you want to help local businesses get set up with this, once you're familiar with how AnyPay works, you can help local business owners do it, and then you can become an AnyPay ambassador, and you get a passive income. It's not a huge amount, but it's consistent. It keeps coming in with every transaction. You get paid from the Bitcoin Cash and Dash purchases, thanks to AnyPay. Get the AnyPay Cash Register app, the Google and Apple App Stores. They just released version 2.0 with the new dark mode, because, you know, dark mode, some people are really into having that instead of an all-white background. You get a dark blue or black background. Looks nice. So you get choices now with AnyPay. It's the AnyPay Cash Register app. As we go back to a little bit more here from the Keene City Council in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, they're debating or talking about what they're going to do here in moments, which is vote on a mask mandate.
Good to know. Thank you, Patty. That's why I have Patty here.
That's
one of many
city
reasons.
Clerk.
Are you all set, Councillor Giacomo, or do you want to make some comments?
No, I'd love to make a comment. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of good rationale here and some other rationales for voting against this. And
people disagree with me.
I thought we just went through this whole spiel during the original ordinance that we are not Dover. We are not Nashua. We are not any of these. We're not Durham. We sure as heck aren't Vermont. We're not Maine. We're not New Hampshire.
We're not
so
New
why
Hampshire.
Are we trying to compare what we're
Who
doing here in Keene to their ordinances? This is our ordinance. And right
ordinance.
Now we have our transmission rates. Whether they've gone up or down, yes, there were more cases this past week, mostly in senior homes. And I don't disagree that this is absolutely a pandemic, that we need to have mass controls in place.
Oh my God.
However, we need to look at what the actual what the data is telling us. I understand human behavior is a science to its own. However, people have been eliciting human behavior for the last 4 months of this pandemic, and that's the data that goes into saying outdoors is incredibly safe compared to indoors.
Agreed.
It is. The transmission rates are remarkably low. I can count on a couple fingers how many spread events there have been worldwide that have been tracked outdoors. It's less likely. It is exceedingly less likely. Between 20 and 100 times less likely outdoors. Combine that with our lack of population density, I just don't think that there is a reason why we would try to make all of outdoor space at businesses part of this amendment.
Okay, so he's saying this current proposal that they're looking at to consider passing tonight goes too far, according to this person, although other counselors have said it doesn't go far enough. This one says it goes too far. He says, well, masks mandate, it's fine with him, but it only can be indoors. It shouldn't be outdoors. That's what this guy is saying here.
Oh, so by this amendment, a mask would not be required to shop for the same merchandise. I think the whole discussion about inside-outside is a good reason. If you don't want to vote for the ordinance and you don't believe in the science and the math, the mask and COVID, vote against it. I really think, I don't see the, I'm sorry, Counselor, I don't see the amendment and, whenever you're ready, Your Honor, in terms of calling the question, I think we're probably ready to vote.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you have any other comments or questions?
There's, by the way, a planned looks like we're mask ready. Freedom event that's going to happen just over a week.
Councilor okay. Hooper, start us off with your name and your vote.
Councilor Hooper votes no.
Councilor Remy, yes.
Councilor Manwaring, no.
Councilor Giacomo, yes.
Councilor Filio, no.
I think they're voting on
Williams,
an amendment.
No.
Philip Jones, no.
Lance Johnson, no.
Barry Clark, no.
Councilor Ormerod, no.
Councilor Workman, no.
Councilor Greenwald, no.
Okay. So there's a lot of people voting no on this. I think that what the proposal was, you know, just sort of in and out of this this conversation they've been having, I believe that one of the last speakers who was talking about how the mask shouldn't be mandated outdoors had proposed a final amendment to the proposal that is on the table for the night, and the councillor has just basically shot that down.
Amendment does not pass.
Yep, that was
Yay,
what it was.
Brings
amendment
us
didn't
back
pass.
To the main motion.
Well, that now this is the actual ordinance proposal.
Dash A.
So the amendment would have made it less strict.
Gotcha.
Councilor Giacomo?
Thank you, Your Honor. And thank you, everyone, for considering my amendment. This is just something I wanted to make sure is out there because a lot of the commentary we heard was really around a couple general themes. And I want to kind of put some of that to rest. So I've heard many hours of comments from the public, read dozens of emails, and spoken to dozens more on the streets and online. And through this, a few trends have emerged for those who oppose a city ordinance. The strongest trend, and the one with the most momentum, is the argument that a mask ordinance violates a citizen's rights.
Sure does.
At face value, this seems completely legitimate, and it's a worrisome claim. The government's role is not to nanny us. It's not to tell us how to live our lives or to legislate common sense. So I spent the last 3 weeks deciding my vote for tonight, including the amendment. Nope, sorry. And balancing both the political philosophy of rights and responsibilities with public safety. So in 1859, famous British political philosopher John Stuart Mill wrote one of the most influential political books of all time.
Remember that part about not liking
On Liberty?
That you wouldn't want to watch the sausage being made?
An idea known as the harm principle. To quote, that principle is that only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of a civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others. His own good, either physical or moral, is not a sufficient warrant. So the function of a mask was to protect the wearer from harm, in this case a disease, then by this principle the government should not have the authority to legislate mask wearing. But that's not why we wear masks. And herein lies
that's what
the
they say, at least.
That I struggle
and
with.
I gotta say, I disagree. I think that the individual's rights are supreme, and I don't care what these politicians say and what their doctor pets say that you know justify their continued violence against us. But I am completely against any kind of mandate.
Well, I'm against it too. But this is the rule book. I mean, he's correct in rolling out. This is sort of the rule book, and you should have good reason if doing this, and I'm sure that the people on one side feel they have good reason, the people on the other side feel they don't.
To put it in perspective, too, the entire county of Cheshire has only had two, maybe three deaths since this started, and we're talking about a mask mandate.
Yeah. And what age necessary. Were these people is what my next question would be. Are
yeah.
they over the average age of death in the United States? Because that's kind of the result of life, is at some point or another you're going to die. If you're making it to the average age of death, then I don't know. Maybe seems okay.
All right, so we may check back in here and see if these fools have... it sounds like they're going to pass this thing, and just based on the number of people who shot down the amendment, which would have made it less restrictive, meaning that if that amendment had passed and then the ordinance had passed, it would have been mask mandate inside businesses but not outside. But the proposal now is that it be both outside and inside businesses. 855, 450, free like freedom. As I said, there is a protest scheduled for next Saturday here in Keene, New Hampshire. Whether or not this thing passes tonight, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food, the availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are watching a sausage being made here live in the studio. We've got the video feed coming out of the Keene City Council, who doesn't have real city council meetings anymore, in that they don't all go to a room into which the average person is allowed to go. Now you have to watch on a jittery feed from Zoom, which has, I don't know, roughly 15 participants in it right now as they are deciding on whether or not to pass a mask mandate. We'll sample the audio again coming up here in a moment just to see what these city councilors are saying. What are they saying to justify how they're going to vote on this proposal to mandate masks being worn within the city limits of Keene, inside and around, outside all businesses, anywhere business is being transacted. And that's because they are targeting business owners here. They are going after the business owners because, well, they've got licenses. They've got
an easy way to go, right?
Yeah, they've got a physical location, they have an established presence, and they are the point of pressure onto which it's easy for the government to use as a fulcrum.
They know better than to just pass a mask mandate, enforced by the police, mm-hmm. straight up, because the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, would be out in front of City Hall, marching around without masks on, and then they'd be like, oh, we don't want to do anything about that.
Yeah, because we're going to take it to trial if you ticket us.
And then, so what they want to do is they want to go after, want to foist it off over on the businesses. Hey, you want to be open? You want to feed your family? You want to continue to have a nice life? Tell you what, take care of our problems for us.
Yep.
So now
you get to be an unpaid enforcer for their ordinance.
Right.
And if that you don't is enforce just, it, they will take money from
it's
you.
It's just despicable.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have these cops for with their unions and their big pay and their pensions and all that stuff for if it isn't to enforce laws? Well, it is to enforce laws. It's to enforce laws on hapless business owners who are trying to make a living so they can pay their taxes. It's disgusting.
It absolutely is. So let's check back here and see what they are yammering about. They're still going.
Very best through all her retirement years.
Oh, they're done with it.
Further resolved that a copy of
the... Okay, so we must have missed the actual vote on this. Somebody, I'm sure, was watching at home, and we will hopefully find out before the end of our show here tonight. So they've moved on past that particular portion of the city council meeting. So we'll find out for you how that went. Either way, there is expected to be a some sort of a protest that's going to be happening. There was one that happened up in another town here in New Hampshire called Plymouth, which is another university town or college town, more of a northern town in New Hampshire. And the same group that put the Plymouth protest together is going to be doing one here in Keene. So we're going to see hopefully a fairly large number of folks coming out. They said that gubernatorial candidate Karen Testerman, who is challenging the current governor, the incumbent in the primary, and also Nobody, one of our co-hosts, are both expected to speak at the upcoming event. So that's going to be fun. So we're looking forward to seeing that happen. But the idea behind this event was to do a mask freedom event, essentially. Like, the idea isn't to say that they're against masks, but to say that they're against mandatory masks, allowing people to make their own choices for themselves. So that will proceed whether or not the city council voted for it tonight. And I'm just going to guess they did vote for it based on the large number of people who shot down at the amendment that was proposed earlier. I think they all probably voted for this thing, so we'll see. I'd love to be wrong.
It's certainly one committee.
Yeah, but given the committee, it was 5-0, the vote in favor of this, so it was unanimous out of the committee. We'll keep you informed about that, but luckily Keene has not gone as far as New York City, where Noah Higgins Dunn reporting from CNBC that New York City is now set up quarantine checkpoints. They have set them up at key entry points.
Trying to figure out what a quarantine checkpoint is.
Well, you know what a checkpoint is, right?
Yep, that's when they stop you and detain you without reasonable, yep, articulable suspicion.
You got stopped at one down in Texas, didn't you?
Right. I mean, yep, you know, the first thing to ask if you are stopped by police is am I being detained?
Mm-hmm.
And then they will say that, well, no. At which point you say, then I'm free to go. At which point they'll say, no, so I'm being detained.
Right.
At which point they'll say, no, right, because they get in this loop where they don't know what to do.
Sometimes they'll just say, you are being detained.
Well, in which case, you then ask them, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion,
yeah,
that I've committed a crime? Because these C students in high school did have to take a few hours of criminal justice, or maybe they took a couple of years. I don't know what they took, but they learned reasonable, articulable suspicion, and then once they say, well, yes, I've got it, then you ask them to articulate it, and then you go in a little roundy rosy, and some point or another they give up and they let you go.
But make sure you have video, because
it's a good idea.
You want to have this on video in case they decide to, you know, bust your window in and pull you through your window, because they've done that before to people who were sort of refuseniks.
Governor Cuomo was just quoted the other day saying something like, "We have to pray that the rich don't leave New York." And he's willing to buy them all a drink. And
it's really?
Like, and then we're doing this.
He was talking about,
yeah,
getting them back.
Right, because they all went to Connecticut and they all took off to, you know, northern
people,
New York. And,
well, they went down to Florida too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them have gone. Like, you know, the New York is funny. It doesn't have beautiful weather.
No.
Yeah.
So
it's just a financial center in the city.
It's a financial, mm-hmm, center, and that's becoming less and less and less important as time goes by.
Sure.
So it's not able to retain the people the way it was. I mean, take a look at Detroit. If you think that being in an epicenter is important, and you'll probably come to the conclusion it's not. Now, California is a place where a lot of rich people live, and they tax the hell out of them there, but it's gigantic, and it has gorgeous weather. And if we've learned anything at the Free State Project, it's that weather matters when you're, mm-hmm, trying to get people to move.
Yeah, I lived in San Diego for 2 years. We called it the Sunshine Tax. right? Yeah. You know, why it's so expensive down there. Los Angeles is going through the same thing New York is, too. They have rich people leaving by the, you know, the hundreds.
Right. Didn't Joe Rogan just leave to Texas?
He's going to San, or Dallas or San Antonio somewhere.
He's like a mega podcast host.
He's the world's biggest podcast.
Pretty influential. Yep. I think I cited wrong the other night. I think I said he had like 200 million listeners. I think he's got 10 million, but that's still significant. It's still a lot of people.
Yeah, 200 million is like the... More than the male population of the United States.
Well, I don't know if it was all in the U.S., but
just saying, not possible.
So, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio, he says...
We've had 20 million downloads.
In the last 20 years, you mean?
Well, we've had 20 million downloads.
Along main bridges and tunnels to the city to screen travelers coming from more than 30 states with bad coronavirus outbreaks, according to Bill de Blasio. Quote, travelers coming in from those states will be given information about the quarantine. They will be reminded that it is required, not optional, he said at a press briefing. They'll be reminded that a failure to quarantine is a violation of state law, and it comes with serious penalties.
But what if you're just there for the day? How are you going to quarantine?
Well, I don't know what the rules are, Mark. It's a great question.
That's the thing, is that they don't seem to have very good pictures of what these rules are when they lay them out.
Well, what they want to do is they want to find out who you are and what you're doing in their city. And they want to keep track of you. That's what they want to do. That's
less and less is what I'm doing in their city.
Yeah. Dr. Ted Long, the head of New York City's Test and Trace Corps, said that a fifth of all new coronavirus cases in New York City are from out-of-state travelers. The new agency is deploying teams to Penn State and Port Authority. So they're a whole new government agency made for this.
Great.
Port Authority bus terminal starting Thursday. They're checking in on travelers through calls and text messages. Quote, and if we can't get through to you on the phone, we're deploying teams that are now knocking on your door and making sure you're safe.
How many of these people are the same cops that they just let go, the plainclothes police officers they let go a few weeks ago in New York, right? They just rehired them.
What did they let them go for?
They just it was part of the whole defund aspect of everything going on. They were like, let's just get rid of this entire department of plainclothes police officers.
And
it was
really?
Like 600 police officers or something. Yeah, don't quote me on it. I'd have to look up the source.
Quote, we want you to come into New York City, but we need you to safely separate for 2 weeks when you arrive to keep New York City safe.
What if I'm going to New York to do some business or banking or buy some diamonds or, you know, whatever it is. I'm there for a day in my hotel. This doesn't make any
sense. Maybe that's not allowed anymore.
Better don't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have not read the rules, Mark, so I cannot speak to whatever arbitrary nonsense they've come up with.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure they'll make them up as we go.
Yes, they will.
Long said the city will help those quarantining.
I'm here for my drink that Cuomo said he was going to buy me.
Don't worry, though. The city will help you quarantine, they say. They're going to give you free food, assistance with medication, telehealth services, or, quote, even a hotel stay. Unquote. We know it's not that easy to get through a two-week period of safe
separation. I know where the hobos are going now.
But it's incredibly important, and we're going to do everything in our power to help you. Yes, we're going to help you. Welcome to New York City. Now stay for at least 2 weeks. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, there are fines in the mix for this. We haven't gotten to the fines coming up in moments, and you can share your thoughts on quarantine checkpoints. And yes, believe it or not, there are still libertarians living in New York. You guys think it's going to get better? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.